knows. Furrows, do you know that word?
Okay. Yeah.
If you had a good yield of something, you'd say you raised a big
quantity.
Okay, or anything that you grow would be a, anything that you grow for cash would be a crop.
Oh, right, okay, crop.
If you had land and you were getting rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you'd say you were
clearing?
Mm-hmm. Now out in the country when they cut clover or grass for the second time, do you know what they call the second cutting?
No.
You know what they call it? A crop that comes up all by itself?
No.
This is, you, I knew you would know, this is interesting to me. They call it volunteer.
I learned that.
I know. I learned that for this. And that's very common. This is something everybody, you know, out the country knows, is a volunteer crop. Do you know what wheat's tied up into? And they...
No.
Okay. Do you know, have you ever heard talk about a bundle of wheat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bundle of wheat.
Okay. And do you know what, when they pile the bundles up, they pile them up into a...
stack.
Okay. Talking about how much wheat that people could raise per acre, the way they measure wheat would be, we raise like, they'd say that you raise like 40
pounds?
Okay.
Well, what do you...
yeah, pounds is what you probably think. Bushels. Do you
know that bushels.
Word? You
yeah,
know that word?
Bushels.
Okay. Do you know what they have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
I guess put it through a machine.
Okay, and the machine is a... What the machine does is...
separate?
Okay, it does separate. Let's see if you know. Either thresh or thrash. Do you know that?
No.
You don't know threshing or thrashing, either one?
Mm-mm.
Okay. If you were talking about oats, and like if you want to say oats are good to eat, would you say oats is good to eat or oats are good to eat?
Oats are.
Okay, if you and somebody else have a particular job to do, and when you told her about it, you'd say, well, she'd say, who's got to do it? And you'd say, you and
I.
Now, if you wanted to stress that the boss, you're talking to her and you say, now, the boss doesn't want just you or just me, he wants...
both of us.
Now, if you knock at the door and somebody says, who's there? They'd know your voice, so they'd say, oh, it's
you.
Mm-hmm. And then, if it's two people, they'd say, oh, it's
both of you.
Okay. And somebody say, is that John at the door? You'd say, yeah, that's
him.
So if it was a woman, you'd say, yeah, that's
her.
Comparing how tall you are to somebody, you'd say, well, she's not as tall as
I am.
And then comparing how tall you are again, you'd say, but I'm not as tall as
she is.
And comparing how well you can do something, you'd say, well, she can do that better than
I can.
And if somebody had not gone any more west than Texas, you might say Texas is
farther?
So as far...
oh, as far?
As far west or the farthest or however you'd say that.
As far away, probably.
If something belonged to me, you'd say it's...
yours.
And if it belongs to you, you'd say...
mine.
And if it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's...
ours.
And if it belongs to them, you'd say it's...
theirs.
And to him...
his.
And to her...
her.
Now, if you wanted several people to come along with you, you'd say, well... and you'd look at them and say, well...
come on.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
And if you wanted them to know that you wanted all of them to come, you'd say... oh, well, I'm not asking this right.
Come on along.
Yeah. And how do you use y'all in that? Would you